WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
This morning with First Weather, as we look for a very fall-like weather pattern.
Cooler temperatures here for the start of the business week. Areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today. Slight chance of showers for us today. High temperatures, low part of the 70s. Cloudy overnight tonight, middle 60s. Clouds will break up and let a little bit of sunshine mix in at times tomorrow. It'll be warmer tomorrow as temperatures approach 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Partly cloudy, low 80s on Wednesday. Cold front bringing showers and storms Thursday. Highs, middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone.
Jersey City 68, Paulsboro 67, Hightstown is 68. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. That New Jersey transit audit that was supposed to be finished 6 months ago, still not done. Meanwhile, 18 more trains canceled over the weekend, so the embattled agency can finish installing positive train control by the end of the year. Now comes word, New Jersey Transit is paying a huge amount of money in overtime just to keep its troubled operation running.
A review of NJ Transit data shows the agency is shelling out more than $169 million a year in overtime. Executive Director Kevin Corbett says, unfortunately, it's their only option.
It's because we're understaffed, and I think it's sort of supply and demand. I think most of the engineers were really good in putting in, matter of fact, more overtime than they'd like to, because they are trying to help out.
State Senate Transportation Committee boss Pat Dignan says after years of neglect, this isn't really surprising.
Clearly it's a concern. It's money going out the door that we shouldn't have to spend, but what choice do we have at this point?
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Part of our expanded coverage, we take a deeper look at what engineers really are making. That's at nj1015.com and on our free mobile app this morning. Your commuter weather for this morning. Watch out for some fog. Could be out there, thick in some spots, but not everywhere. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy, cooler day today. Slight chance of showers. Highs in the lower 70s, but then it'll warm up again for tomorrow. Later in the week, could be looking at some heavier rain. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the bear hunt underway this morning, but not many hunters are joining in the woods. We'll have more on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
How about New Jersey's First News? 5:06 on this Monday morning. We have temperatures that are starting out, for the most part, in the 60s today. And we will see high temperatures lingering around in the 70s. There may be some fog around for that early morning commute. Not everywhere. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and cooler, and we do have the slight chance of a shower. Cloudy tonight, partly sunny, warmer tomorrow. We could be in the 80s for tomorrow, and then a cooler day on Wednesday. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:07. This year's bear hunt starts this morning in Northwest Jersey. Hunters aren't happy, and in fact, they are suing because Governor Murphy has closed all state lands to the bear hunt. But the fact that it's happening at all, given the governor's opposition, is a testament to the unusual structure of New Jersey's hunting laws.
A New Jersey governor is often described as the most powerful in the nation, able to nominate judges, the whole cabinet, even veto meeting minutes to block actions of state agencies and boards. But the Fish and Game Council is different and has had final say on hunting policies since 1945. Though governors appoint its members, most have to be sportsmen and farmers recommended by outside groups, to the chagrin of bear advocate Barbara Sasho.
We don't have any representation from ordinary people who want to respect and share this earth with animals.
Court rulings in 1976 and 2002 upheld the council's authority. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
As state lawmakers move closer to legalizing marijuana for adult recreational use, you can add Old Tappan to the growing list of towns who want nothing to do with it. The mayor says there are too many problems associated with legal weed, and the council is expected to approve a local ban on its sale and use in town. More anti-Semitic graffiti over the weekend, this time at the Scotch Plains Fanwood High School. As police investigate the racist and political hate speech, the Jewish Federation was busy cleaning it up in time for class this morning. This is the latest in a series of anti-Semitic graffiti being found in towns across New Jersey. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with more on this story this morning. Patrick?
And at NJ1015.com, Eric, we don't show it directly, but we do have a link where you can view the images of the graphic language yourself. Language a high-ranking official at the Jewish Federation calls vile and hate-filled, saying he's shocked and disgusted and that it's being investigated as a bias crime after the Federation contacted local police, who are now working with Union County prosecutors. Also in the past week, another school vandalized, a swastika in an elementary school in Westfield. This joins other recent incidents, including at the home of a supporter of Jewish Congressman Josh Gottheimer. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Police do not suspect foul play after a woman's body was pulled from the Hudson River in Hoboken. A man walking his dog Saturday morning first noticed the woman and called police. They tried to revive her, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say she appears to have entered the water voluntarily. The CDC finds the rate of opioid addiction among pregnant women around the time of labor has now quadrupled from 1999 to 2014. Their babies, in turn, are essentially addicts when they enter the world. New Jersey is no stranger to this problem.
Just last month, Children's Specialized Hospital in New Brunswick saw its highest number of babies admitted into their neonatal abstinence syndrome program, specially designed to help infants overcome the withdrawal process after they're born.
These kids have problems with sleep-wake cycle. They have breathing problems. They have feeding problems. They have digestive issues.
And Director of Inpatient Services Colin O'Reilly says over time, these babies are at increased risk of certain disabilities. From 2008 to 2016, cases of neonatal abstinence syndrome in New Jersey doubled to 685. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A controversial policy by state education officials has angered many parents and the state PTA. If a teenager confides in a teacher they believe they are transgender and want to transition at school, the school cannot tell the child's parents. While gay rights advocates are celebrating the policy, groups like the PTA are not, saying they cannot support any education policy that leaves parents in the dark. Under the new guidance from the Murphy administration, a child can change their gender in school without the knowledge or the consent of a parent. Add Mattress Firm to the list of retailers closing stores in New Jersey. After filing for bankruptcy, 200 stores will be closing, including six in New Jersey. The future of the chain remains in doubt, with some speculating they will need to close all 3,300 locations nationwide and rely solely on internet shoppers to survive. A tropical storm that rapidly formed southwest of Cuba could become a dangerous Category 2 hurricane by the time of an expected midweek landfall on the Gulf Coast in the Florida Panhandle. Florida Governor Rick Scott has issued an order for a state of emergency for 26 counties, rushing preparations in the Big Bend area, freeing up resources, activating 500 members of the National Guard. Michael became a tropical storm on Sunday with sustained winds of 50 miles an hour, but rapidly intensified, its top winds now clocking in at about 60 miles an hour. Cool, crisp autumn days in the Garden State means fall foliage is upon us. From now until November, people will flock to the Garden State parks and forests, checking out the vibrant red, orange, and yellow colors. But is it going to be a good season?
Leaves are starting to change color in the northwest part of New Jersey, says state climatologist Dave Robinson, then the valleys and the south within a matter of weeks. But the fall foliage season is
off to a very slow start. Not unusual in recent years because we've had a number of warm Septembers into early October.
He says trees are affected by reduced temperatures and sunlight. The foliage likes warm days and cold nights, and we've been lacking cold nights.
I wouldn't be surprised to see the peak foliage, which we'll often see in the last 2 weeks of October, maybe sneaking into early November. I think it's going to be at least a week, if not 2 weeks, delayed.
Jen Ursello, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12 on this Monday morning. We have a foggy start in some areas, but really not much of a rain threat for the next couple of days. We'll get an extended look at the forecast and then recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14. As we take a look at the weather week ahead, we're going to start out pretty cool.
Slight chance of showers for us here on this Columbus Day, then dry weather with high pressure in control heading through Tuesday and Wednesday. Warmer temperatures as well. Cold front approaching Thursday, bringing with it showers and storms. And behind it, high pressure builds back in across the northeast. Dry weather with significantly cooler temperatures ahead for Friday and the weekend. Areas of fog for us here this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies today. Again, cooler, slight chance of showers as we head through the day today. Temperatures only reaching the low 70s for highs. Cloudy tonight, middle 60s. It'll be warmer heading through Tuesday and Wednesday. Partly sunny skies tomorrow with a high near 80. Partly cloudy Wednesday, low 80s. Showers and storms with that cold front on Thursday. Afternoon highs, mid 70s. And then much cooler for Friday and the weekend. Lots of sunshine. Low 60s Friday, upper 50s to low 60s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a closer look at how New Jersey Transit is spending its money, tens of millions of dollars, on overtime. New Jersey's bear hunt underway this morning, but there aren't nearly as many hunters in the woods as in past years. In sports, Jets had a big win over Denver. The Giants lost on a last-second field goal. The Eagles rally late, not enough. A loss to Minnesota, and it's Division Series Game 3 tonight as the Yankees come home tied 1-1 with Boston. Your out-the-door forecast at New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's your out-the-door forecast. Areas of fog here this morning with temperatures right around 70 degrees. Fog will lift to a mostly cloudy sky today. A slight chance of showers. Highs low part of the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone.
Steve Trevelise.
Thanks for taking my call. This has me totally fired up.
I'm glad I came up with something to get you to finally call in.
Yeah,
I knew if I worked at it long enough, you'd pick up the friggin' phone.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
522 it is on a Monday morning. It is Columbus Day, by the way. Openings and closings, we tell you what is open and what is closed at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app. Something to take along with you as you head out the door this morning. Temperatures are starting out for the most part of the 60s and will linger in the 70s today. Some fog may be around for the early morning commute and the slight chance of a shower. It'll warm up tomorrow before cooling down again on Wednesday, and then heavier rain could be on the way after that. We'll have more on the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says President Trump's recent criticisms don't bother him. He welcomes a discussion of his record as a former mayor of Newark and his work in the Senate. The Jersey Democrat has been in Iowa, the leadoff presidential caucus state, as he weighs running for president in 2020. Booker told reporters, if Trump wants to attack my record, the reality is the people of New Jersey elected me statewide. And I would never let him, Trump, bring me so low as to hate him. Some trashy behavior in the Garden State. Almost a third of you admit you've dumped your trash illegally instead of finding a way that wouldn't inconvenience others or dirty the environment.
29% of Garden Staters say they've left their old, no longer useful possessions as someone else's problem.
I'd like to think the public has learned their lesson that you can't just dump something and have it go away.
Doug O'Malley, director of Environment New Jersey, says residents' dumping habits have improved over the years, although it's still a noticeable problem in our cities.
People look at vacant lots in Newark as their private dumping ground.
Many Jersey towns allow the disposal of furniture and mattresses with regular household trash. Most others ask residents to schedule a bulk pickup appointment. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 524. An international panel of scientists has concluded limiting global warming to just under a single degree could make a life or death difference in the next few decades. Among other things, half as many people would suffer from lack of water. And it just might be enough to save most of the world's coral reefs, but the scientists behind the UN report have little hope the world will actually rise to that challenge. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. Summit Schools are trying out a new fall fundraiser for their performing arts programs this month, with a German theme and an open bar.
That would, of course, suggest that Sparktoberfest is an event geared toward adults, likely parents of the kids in the district. By the way, Spark stands for the Summit Performing Arts Resource Committee, which began in 1996. President Gloria Ron Fornes says donations can be as specific as you want.
To give the opportunity to people to not have the pressure of saying, well, I got to kind of donate or I got to do this, but hey, I'm interested in that. I want to support that piece of the cause.
Sparktoberfest will be at the Grand Summit Hotel on Saturday night, October 20th. It's one of several yearly fundraisers, Spark Headlines, joining a pancake breakfast and a murder mystery. Spark's mission is to not only recognize those on stage, but those behind the scenes and in non-theater groups as well. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. We have temperatures in the 60s. Watch for some fog this morning. We're not going to warm up much today, but we will tomorrow. Full forecast details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, we continue to take a look at where all the money is going in New Jersey Transit as they continue to cancel trains. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian stocks have been declining after China injected extra money into its cooling economy. On Wall Street last week, prices fell amid uncertainty about U.S. interest rates. Federal Reserve Chairman's comments that interest rates are a long way from holding back economic growth prompted speculation the Fed will raise rates even farther. The Dow dipped about 0.7% at 26,447. The NASDAQ and S&P were also laggards. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichel is at the editor's desk.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.